This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't, you know, hide the baby or hide the ball. If you're gonna threaten Ja with some, you know, nefarious details or whatever, like, you should say what you have, you know? I mean, again, if you don't want to do it because you have respect for Ja, then you shouldn't have said anything in the first place. But it is, like, the only issue is, like, the lines between what's, like, journalistic and what's entertainment are more blurred than ever before now. Because I feel like First Take used to be a pretty, when it started, you know, wasn't it cold pizza first? And then it became, like, there was just some rooted in journalism, right? There's, like, some foundation, and it's ESPN who, you know, you respect those call letters. So it's like, now it's like they blur the lines between what's entertainment and for clicks and for engagement versus, like, reporting, and they kind of bring on reporters to talk to Stephen A. So it's like, you don't really know what is meant to be what anymore, especially for the average fan that's just going to be tuning in today. They're going to think, like, literally Memphis is Stephen A. Smith called it one of the worst cities in America today, you know? Like, what are you doing, man? So now that's going to hurt. Somebody's going to watch it. Like, I'm never going to Memphis. If I ever go to Memphis, I better just speed up at it. It doesn't help. It's not a help.
Oh, no, it's not a good thing for us at all.
You know, because that's just more, national perception that you got to fight unnecessarily. You know, and all Memphis did was exist. You know,
like, but hey, as I told Brad there in that opening segment, you know, the real way out of this, you know, when you talk about, you know, Stephen A's not going to quit doing what he's doing, and Ja's, you know, the real way out of this is for Klieman to put a winner back together.
There's no doubt.
Because they got Stephen A, Bobby Marks, all of them 2 or 3 years ago weren't saying anything but good things about this franchise, and weren't talking about crime or free agent problems. When the things are going well, they're not going to touch on those things. They're just not going to do it. And that's... Again, to bring in Klieman into a situation like this, where we've said Stephen A. got unprofessional, all that, you don't have to do it. But that's what us moving on. That's it. That's how you change what they're saying about you. And let's be real, when they do, let's say Klieman gets that done. Hey, maybe he gets KD, whatever else. John's talking about that. Whatever. When they do, we're gonna love when they're saying good things about us again.
There's no
we'll
doubt.
Love Stephen A.
We'll
if
love
he
him.
Says this thing's back. Oh yeah, King Klieman's got it going. Old
That's
John
right.
Morant's box office. We'll play the clip.
That's right.
And we'll say we love it.
We'll forgive.
But we just got to get back to winning, because they don't do this
they do
to
not.
Franchises that are right, that are on top. They just don't.
That's
right. And you've pointed out, got crime in those cities.
That's right.
Could be talking about the crime in those cities. Those cities could have issues, too.
Right.
He's not hitting those.
Like
he's,
the Ravens.
He's hitting ours.
Baltimore's got a lot of crime, but, like, the Ravens are a good team. They're like, so they talk about Lamar, and they talk about how, you know, Harbaugh, and they're always relevant and all those different things. Like, yes.
I mean, athletes have been, shot in San Francisco.
Yep.
Tell me the Memphis athlete that's been attacked here.
Not since Penny.
You know, Ja got robbed by a national ring of thieves.
That's right.
At his house.
So did Joe Burrow.
That was not a Memphis ring. Right. Very important to know.
That's
for
right.
Stephen A.
And Burrow did.
It was the Kelsey, same ring. Yeah. What was it? Venezuelan? Yeah, I wanted to have the wrong country, but it was a
foreign
ring.
Foreign country.
Yes. And that again, you tell me the Grizzlies player that hasn't sort of had protections around here. What are we talking about? Whether it's, hey, police kind of got you, or, you know, the thugs here, hell, we're cool with you too. We got you. I mean, where are we getting robbed and attacked? You know, like Paul Pierce did once in his life.
Yeah.
And got robbed. I don't know if it's in Boston, but he got robbed.
Yeah.
Is that, are our guys getting robbed?
No.
Maybe we didn't, well, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Again, Penny got shot in the 90s. All right. That's the last thing I know of.
So, but what Stephen A. is saying and what Jimmy Butler is saying is, oh, I don't want to go there because I might get, you know, might get robbed or whatever. We don't have those stories.
You're right.
We have the same crime issues and in some cases less than some of these other cities.
I mean, I was on with Jeff today and I was just like, you know, again, I was just mystified that they were still, you know, it's like a commenter on a news site, you know, like some of the things that he was saying. It's just like you just never hear this on ESPN. Talking about crime for an NBA player.
Well, when he got into red and blue.
That's how
he's bingo. Memphis he's making a
black,
run.
Memphis is blue in a red state.
He starts yeah, sounding right.
like, start sound like president.
He's about to make a run, folks.
He's at least going to be in the primaries. You know, I don't know. But I guess the Republicans, he can run as either if he wants.
I just think he got reminded, too, that, look, man, you're a brother. And you just took a big, probably unnecessary dump on the largest predominantly black town in the country. And when you fray, and I bet you, you know, whether it was the mayor or somebody like, somebody schooled him.
Yep.
On who he was hitting.
Yep.
And how much the city he was hitting is really trying to come out of this, man. We know we got those issues. It's not like we're dismissing them or just all walking around. We're rioting. We're looting stores. We know we got issues. Do we have enough cops and everything else? I mean, that's part. You have to have that to fight the issues. And we know we've got them. We know the numbers are down, but they're not where they need to be. That's my part. Stephen A. got schooled on that. It felt like, man, you're taking a shot at a city. Really don't need it right now. City's trying to get up.
Exactly.
City that's trying to roll its sleeves up.
Exactly.
And why does it got to be so personal? You know. And so, again, it felt like different tone today. What he didn't back off of, John, was his stance, though. He put them crime stats out there, and he let us know it's one of the worst crime-ridden cities in America. Because Stephen A. gonna be right, and Stephen A. in the end is gonna Stephen A. That's it. 2 weeks from now, he's saying good things about Memphis. We'll hold him up.
Yep,
it's just what we do.
Yep, and hopefully he'll have a reason to do that. I mean, hopefully we'll.
That's why I'm saying climate. You know, let's kick it in gear. We got picks now. Let's whatever it is. Let's get this thing back to a winning outfit that he's having to compliment.
Yep,
and talk about man the atmosphere down in FedEx Field. We're making him have to come to Memphis.
That's right.
And report from here because you're making Western Conference Finals.
Exactly.
Like, don't give them a choice.
I'd love to go. I'd love to, if we could, just go back in time to 2013 First Take. What were they saying in May 2013 on First Take about Memphis? I feel like Memphis was like, you brought up the ESPN magazine thing yesterday. They were ranked number one. I know crime has been exacerbated because of COVID, but it was still an issue. In 2013, it wasn't like, I mean, it's an issue in every city. It's an issue literally in every metropolitan area. It feels like because, you know, let's be honest, Ja had the gun thing, you know, he had something with the firearm. He got suspended for that. That does not help, I feel like. That's probably underlining it all. Like, if the main player himself didn't have the situation with the gun, maybe you wouldn't have even thought to think, you know, look into it. But they were talking about Ja. It feels like, you know, that's just been a theme here the last few years, not getting to the playoffs in the year he got suspended, obviously underperforming in the other years that they have. So, yeah, let's hope that, you know, they can get Kevin Durant, man. Let's go all in on KD. Come fix crime, KD. That's all we ask. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us. We'll talk to him, get his thoughts on what Stephen A. had to say Obviously, Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Lots more to come. Jason and John, Ninety Turn FM, ESPN.
All right, back. Jason and John, Ninety Turn FM, ESPN. We're going to have Norton Heard the Ford join us tomorrow. Excuse me, a little bit later today. We'll talk to him about what Stephen A. had to say. I just wonder, Jason, if, you know, it seems like it doesn't impact him in terms of getting players for Team Thad. You know, like the perception of Memphis, like he gets lots of players there, you know.
But, and I like where you're at, though. Remember, in talking about the EYBL herd and how important it has been for the city these last 3 years, it got even more important this year because you had the coaches in town. We talked about the need, the necessity that the police were out there and you don't have the break-ins.
Yep.
The car break-ins. Yeah. And Herd talked about that, how important it was to have this thing safe for Nike. To have it properly protected and everything else.
Yep.
That crime, we were addressing a crime element.
You're right.
Because we wanted to keep Nike here. We wanted everybody to have a good experience. And so, yeah, whether it's getting players or, you know, retaining the likes of Nike in events like this because how important they are to Memphis.
Yep.
I mean, we are having to deal with what we are, which is a city that has crime issues.
On that subject, and this is exactly related to what you just said about Norton and trying to shore up that parking lot and that area because of the tourists. I'm trying to contribute something to this segment, but it's basically Johnny Ray runs the new Millington baseball facility. We've got two games out there Friday. We got one on Saturday. They got people flying in. They got people driving in now to Memphis. And so there's this conversation about hotel room safety because you had Jim Cantore get his stuff. When they have the weather.
That's right.
So it's like those stories come out where Jim Cantore parks his car at the Memphian Hotel and then it gets, you know, robbed.
Yeah,
and
I mean, that hurts. It all adds up.
It seems to stack a little bit. But Johnny's point was they have to have a good experience when they come here. You have to have them have a great experience when they're coming for a basketball game in Midtown and that it goes right because those are the stories that perpetuate themselves.
Well, and honestly, the things... Like, when they happen to you, you just assume they're happening to everybody, right? Like, they just, you know, if you come to Memphis and, like, your car gets broken into, it's going to resonate with you in a way, like, because if you don't get your car broken into, you're like, well, I hear about it all the time. It's never happened to me, so it doesn't really impact me. It doesn't impact my life. But then when it happens to you, it's like you just assume everybody's getting their car broken into, which obviously is not the case. But you have that sort of confirmation bias. Yeah. Again, like it's all bad. Like the numbers are bad. Getting better though, as Paul Young stated last night on Twitter, and we've talked about that on the show. High bar to come down from.
Yeah.
But progress is progress, and we should not, be shy about celebrating that. All right. Listen, we are going to do we're going to do something we haven't done because we're so excited about it. We are going to, there's some injuries. So he's going to have to do something that he hasn't done all year, and that's consult the injury report. Let's do a little day early fade break. As always, we use odds from ESPN Bet. Game 6 is tomorrow, so it is entirely possible that these numbers could change based on Halliburton's availability. Just get that out there. But as of today, Oklahoma City -6.5 against the spread here, Brad Carson.
Well, first of all, tomorrow I want to just hope everybody will commemorate Juneteenth. It is now not only a company holiday, it's a federal holiday. And there are going to be a lot of people tomorrow, and there will be a lot of events. So it's a big day tomorrow, and that is why we're doing this a day early for the game, which we will carry tomorrow on 92.9. So hope everybody has a good day tomorrow while you get ready for the game tomorrow and celebrate Juneteenth. That being said, this is all thunder. It doesn't matter about your damn injury report, John. It doesn't matter that Tyrese Halliburton is walking, acting like he can run, hobbling over a press conference, you know, table to get up to talk to the media. This thing is over. The line has moved in Oklahoma City's direction. I know this is a new feature that the ESPN website has offered that I've now been able to research, and maybe it's helped me create more winners this year.
Clearly
I don't know if that
clearly it has.
It may be contributing to these some of these.
It's sharp movement, so it's you know, it doesn't move on dummies.
So, but still people are going to this game. They're paying $400 to get in the nosebleeds in Indianapolis to see the silly games because this is a funeral for the Pacers. The yes sirs are out. I'm going with Oklahoma City -6.5.
Yeah, I mean, they were 0-2 without Halliburton last year in the playoffs. Competitive, though, I would say. I think they lost to Boston they lost to Boston by 3 in game 4 in the Eastern Conference Finals last year without him.
How's this line change if he's gone? What is it if he's gone?
I think it only goes to like 7.5.
Okay, really?
So it's
factored in now.
Yeah, they're already pricing him.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that in between holding pattern right now. Okay. Like if he's ruled in, it'll go to back to 5.5, or maybe just 6 because what kind of version of him are you getting?
Got it.
If he's out, I think it goes to 7.5. Yep, I do. So it just depends on whether you. I don't think he's gonna play. I don't think he's gonna play. It's a freaking calf strain, man. How are you gonna do that?
No,
he couldn't get in the lane.
Yeah,
it's the fewest lane drives that he's had all postseason. Last game.
And I think if you're Rick Carlisle, right, what do I want to do? I want to probably get T.J. McConnell in there.
He's playing well.
Yeah. Yes,
I mean I at least know he's not compromised. Like, and they. I don't know why, but they have a hard time guarding that dude, bro.
Bro, because he's just relentless.
He is something.
He just has the one shot. He just
That dude at the wide that don't stop coming at you, except this is professional level.
That's
like
exactly.
The guy's going on 110 all the time. It's like, slow down, dude. Like, stop. Hold on.
Yep.
Like, you got to go hard every single play, bro. Let's take a break.
Right. That's
right.
We're both out of the play. He won't do it.
And he is exactly the kind of guy that could lead them to a pesky upset. I mean, predicting it, but I'm just saying.
Stephen A. said the same thing.
That's the guy. Well,
what was up with that Josh Shade and highlighting him as opposed to Halliburton? It's just off the last game, I guess.
Which one?
In the tweet, it's TJ and Siakam, right? I guess you could nail that down to the last game.
No, it was,
I'm just making sure this wasn't personal, and the folks that have put Halliburton above him, he was making sure not to.
I didn't think we would ever see a day where Ja Morant was tweeting about TJ McConnell.
But in the spirit of that, on that night, TJ McConnell had that last game. He went off. He had 18 points.
Yeah.
Halliburton had 4.
No, he was there.
But
second
it seemed like some slick shade.
It was
because he had the stars and
that's right.
But in terms of the performances themselves, he had the right guys out there.
What McConnell has done in his career, not drafted, right, goes to Philadelphia, plays himself into a contract, plays himself so good that he's part of a trade piece, and now he comes to Indy and has become a piece.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
No, it's been a great run for him. And he's found, again, he was, a free agent? He signed 2 years, $7 million in 2019. He got a bigger extension last summer, 4 years, 45. But
he got
still
paid.
I mean, you think about the pieces that the Pacers have. Nesmith, 11 per. McConnell, basically 11 per.
Right. It's only Halliburton and Pascal to make the money, right?
Yeah. Wow. And then it sounds like
what about Miles?
What I was going to say. Like I was reading somebody that suggested that this series will compel them to move on from him.
Oh.
Yeah. Because he has not been good against the Thunder.
Nope.
So, and honestly, like, not a lot of people are good against the Thunder. So it's nothing to, Jaren wasn't good against the Thunder. So it's not like it's, necessarily, I think should be an indictment. So but
year 10 for Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of the, I think he's like the only OG, that was initially, I think they were talking about, he was actually drafted by the Pacers on this team.
Oh.
Everybody else was acquired through free agency or trade.
And last year of his deal, it appears.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, that's the problem, right? Okay. Like, what do you do with that? Because he was so good for you in the other series, but he has shrunk, and he can't make a three.
And right now, he is indeed the third highest paid player on the team.
Yeah. He's shooting 23% from three in this series. And honestly, if that was up to 35 or 40, they're probably up in the series. But he's been so bad now that he's not like he was. I guess he wasn't great against the Knicks. He was only 32% from three, but he was 56% from three against the Cavs, and 38% against the Bucks. So his shot has just kind of failed him here, and it's been costly. Be a nice night for him tomorrow if he can find that shot. I don't know if I'd lay the 6.5. I think that's going to be.
You don't like the points?
Well, we keep setting records here. If it closes 6.5 or more, it's going to be the.
You didn't like that
road spread. I mean, that was an absolute.
Jason, he doesn't like that sweat he had in that last game because he was sitting there sweating his nuts off.
Well, no, he had money line.
I had money line.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
You
were sitting there looking at that line, and it was close.
Matherin helped you. We talked about it.
Now, he turned it over.
Like, they barely covered in OKC because he turned it. They had a chance to cover it at that last possession, but he turned it over.
So where am I at for this year? We're almost to it. This will be the finale. Possibly.
Back to 9 games over 500.
That's right.
You know,
this will be for 10.
This is
the elusive 10.
It's a comeback
that'd
tour.
Be, it could be poetic finish justice. On top of 10. Would be pretty.
Which
man.
Would
pretty
be
impressive.
You know, about 9 units, which I think would was literally what you lost last
so
year.
So we're even. I'll take it.
You'd be even over 2 NBA playoffs, which yeah. I guarantee you there are a lot of people out there who would not be able to say that.
Yeah.
Who would be able to, you know, who are drowning right now.
So it's fade or follow next year, I guess.
If yeah, we'll have to adjust.
Yeah, we'll have to call it something different.
Okay.
And we'll let the people know you have that line movement.
That's right.
Now. And
that's right.
There's more analytics.
It clearly gives you an edge. Something so they may want to tail right. next season.
One more question before we get to Hurt. And I thought about this this morning.
We may have to change the stipulation on you next year.
This is an honest question. I was thinking about this morning because I was listening to who's the betting expert they have on Sportsmanlike that's out of Vegas?
That's Jason's guy.
He looks like he's
Ford
using
Ball,
eyeliner.
Right?
He looks, yeah, dude looks like he's using eyeliner. But he's coming on again tomorrow to talk about this playoff game. He was on this morning. I say that to say I was listening to him, and this occurred to me. Will AI and sharp robotics, in other words, analytics that are being spitted out.
They already use it. They've already used it.
I know they're
for
using
years.
It, John, but I'm talking about the edge where the gambler at least gets closer.
The gambler's already using it, too. The gambler's already using all that, too.
Is it getting close in the last 3 years
I
at
didn't
all?
Tell you guys about the AI that, like, that Right Angle uses. I think I told you guys.
No.
Yeah, like, the way they scrape, like, press conferences, they use AI to transcribe press conferences that coaches have.
Right.
So that they don't have to physically watch them themselves. And it saves them hours upon hours of time. Like, does this coach say anything about an injury? Does this coach say anything about schemes?
So you any just, little thing.
So that's how AI has, and it's just one very small way to do that. But there were, you know, there's yes, the both sides will use AI,
right?
So it will come out to a net negative, a net zero.
So this is why I'm even, maybe.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just, you know, if you're not using AI, if you're going to bet at that level, you know, I don't use it because I don't really, I'm not a betting group, but. If you're a betting group and you're going to try to do this professionally, you're going to be left behind and if you're not. So.
We'll have the early pregame since Gabe and we're honoring Juneteenth tomorrow. 6:30 is the pregame.
Okay. All right.
Tomorrow.
And so Gabe will get an early.
He will also be off. We are running a whole pregame setup tomorrow for this game.
Got it. All right. We will come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Stephen A. Smith. Talk to him about Game 6. Lots more to come. Jason and John, I'm trying to find ESPN.
Norton Hurd IV is the Team Thad Program Director and Coach, Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball, Mitchell High Product, and Walker Homes Finest. Follow him on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. He joins us now like he does every Wednesday, 125. Coach, we appreciate you, number one. Have you gotten caught up in this Ja Morant, Stephen A. Smith sort of back and forth at all? And where are you at on what Stephen A. has had to say about your beloved city? Coach Hurd.
So I've been at Nike Elite 100. So I was in the gym a lot when it was going on in St. Louis. And when I saw it and I finally started catching up, because you saw more stuff was coming out. You know what I mean? You know, you had the job piece. You had other people in Memphis going out. You just had a lot of things going on. I was disappointed in it because, one, I don't want to say fan, but I am a kind of like a Stephen A. guy, like I kind of like some of his takes, think he's funny on other stuff. Is a brother, you know, from the community that worked his, you know, like worked himself up, like worked from journalists, this and that, right? But it's like when you do that to my city, I know it ain't a one mistake I'm off you thing, but it's like, you kind of make it hard for me to personally root at that point. Because his voice is too big, and the platform is so big. Even maybe if you said on your podcast, but saying on ESPN, it's almost like you're tampering, or you're trying to. Is it some mixed feeling? Because it's like you didn't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You didn't have to really say it. Sabotaging the world. I'm thinking of. It's like when you're in business with people, and we all had this or. Have a coworker, not you two. You can tell when, like, somebody's trying to sabotage some stuff and you don't understand why self-sabotage. It was like, it just went call for, I would say. I think NBA players, no disrespect to them, they're human beings like anybody else. It could be Iraq. It could be South Memphis. It could be South Chicago. Somebody give you $10 million, you going to. You know
that's
what I mean?
Facts. Like, so if you give me a max contract, bro, I'm going to Tehran right now.
I'm going anywhere. Where the war is. People saying don't go to L.A. this week. give me $10,000. I'm in L.A. in a downtown hotel.
Now, $10,000, I think we'd have to get a little more than that, but yes.
No, I'm just saying to go to L.A. for
you'll
just
go to L.A.
You'll go to L.A. for
$10,000.
Okay, we're getting the price scale.
You know, L.A. is doing, people saying don't go there this week, they're doing the protesting and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, of course, for millions. So, yeah, okay. I think that was a little.
No, you're right. I think that's exactly it. It's like, you know, it just feels totally unnecessary, you know? And I'm just curious, like, from your perspective and your role, because, you know, you do, I don't know how many of our audience knows this, but you recruit a lot outside of the city of Memphis. You know, it's been one of the staples of Team Thad. And so I'm curious, like, and you get a lot of top players, you know, you've had LeBaron Filon in that program. You've had, you know, lots of great players come through, Darion Reed. So I'm just curious, when you have those discussions, when, you know, moms and dads and families are thinking about joining up with Team Thad and practicing in Memphis, like, does that come up in those conversations? And do you find yourself having to swat down, assumptions or whatever the case may be about Memphis, or is it just not a problem at all?
So first, I want to say Team Thad is a staple in the Memphis community, and we bring kids outside too. So, but we're first.
No, but I mean, you Memphis definitely community. Have you have fattened up on outside of Memphis talent over the years.
Yeah, I have done both, but we're a staple in the Memphis community.
I mean, how many more than that's fine. I can't change your philosophy. I can't change how that you love recruiting outside of Memphis.
Yeah. So our contract is based here in Memphis, Tennessee. But outside of that, when I'm recruiting, it is a subject that comes up. Just to be transparent, like, you'll be like, "Oh, where are you practicing at?" And, you know, I used to say Memphis a lot. And in reality, me and, you know, this Ernie and us, we don't practice in Memphis. So I'm telling the truth when I say, well, we practice in Cordo, Colleyville, Germantown. I let them know that certain stuff they see on certain crazy TV shows, whether it's First 48 or the Dolphin, whatever, like, we're not in those parts. And I like those parts. I have family members that stay in all the parts. But, you know, when you're getting a parent to, you know, some of these kids to travel by themselves or fly in, you know, everybody wants their kids to be safe. Jason, you texted me something last week that I thought you had, you was talking about, but you was talking about something else when somebody hit you about it. Something coming to Memphis soon that we'll be able to talk about in a soon later date.
Gotcha.
And even with that, like, it's on the outskirts of Memphis, and the parents that are coming here and having to drop them off, they, with recruiting against other programs, they do feel better if they hear, like, the kids, you know, staying in Austin College or whatever. So we love our city. We don't expect outsiders to love our city, right? And to me, that's not a bad thing. When I go to Chicago, I go to Michigan Street. I'm not in South Chicago or North Chicago. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I don't expect somebody to come here and be like, oh, North Memphis, South Memphis, Walker Home, and Orange Mountain is just so beautiful. Let me go to those places and hang out. You know what I mean? They're not from here. That's what people that's grown and love our city to be at. You know what I mean? If you are tourists, you probably should be certain parts of downtown and midtown and the suburbs. That's where how most cities are, though.
Heard, I know that when I'm on Big Orange Road, I feel so safe. When I'm around the Reform Sports Building and Shoot 360 over there, I feel very safe. Sometimes, though, when I've got my car parked at Liberty Park, I've been concerned about whether we get broken into. And I don't know, we just talked about this. I'm so glad we have you on today, because we talked about this with you, I want to say a couple years ago, when we got EYBL here, right? And we discussed how important it was to have that Memphis police presence out there, right? So you didn't have the car break-ins that are so common in Memphis, so that Nike would come back and everybody would have a good experience. And so in saying that, that's to take it back to Stephen A., you know, and he's sort of, you know, he's attributing this to Jimmy Butler saying it's other players. But I want to say that we do have an issue, right, Herd? We even talk about it amongst ourselves in retaining folks like Nike, companies like that. You want them to come back. We do have an issue that we've got to acknowledge and get fixed, right? I mean, there is some truth to what Stephen A. said, though, right?
Yeah, it was just unnecessary at the time. I mean, if you live in Memphis and you love Memphis, you're not lying. Like, Memphis is a – I mean, we all can read. We all have – a lot of us have degrees. So it's not hard to get information these days. I can learn stuff about you, John, Brad, people about me, Google certain stuff. Memphis is a high crime city. So that's a factual thing.
But it was unnecessary in that space.
But that was just,
I'm with you.
That was just unnecessary in that space. But Memphis do have a lot of great things too, right? Like yes. You said, a car break in, right? I'm going to be real with you. Like at one point, I feel sorry for whoever didn't have a garage in the city because, and it's not funny, but.
For real.
These youngsters were so cold. I had a coach tell me their car got stolen from a valet at a good hotel here or whatever, which is not funny at all. You know what I mean? So I'm like, these young boys got their doctorate in this stuff at this point, right?
Yeah.
But car break-ins, and I don't want it to sound small. I think every city deals with that some, and I don't look at that as a violent crime. You know, that's more concerned about cutting down on those things and being safe on that. I think you got to pick one with your poison. And while we're talking about the city of Memphis, and you brought up Big Orange Road, a subject that we ain't got time to talk about today, but I think this could be a 30-minute conversation one day, even off air. To me, the biggest thing in Memphis, the biggest conversation we can have is Cordova. Tell you why. You got certain people. Cordova, to me, is one of the most situations. Like, it got two zip codes. It's so big, right? It's million-dollar houses in Cordova. Then it's some Section 8 houses in Cordova, right? Which, that's not said. And so when you say Cordova to some people, I done had privileged kids from Collierville, and they were like, well, yeah, I ain't coming to the dirty Dova.
I got you.
But when they got to our gym, oh, this is nice. How we love Houston living. So it's like Cordova is so big, and they do have some issues, too, because a lot of people come out here in the park. But it's like you literally have to pull up to that side because Cordova is still a beautiful side of the city, depending on what side. You know, it's a very big area, you know. And so I think that's a whole nother subject, too, when you brought up that. I thought about, you know, Cordova got different personalities depending on who you ask.
I tell John all the time how beautiful Cordova is. I just can't get him to come out of Germantown to come see it.
Yeah, y'all got to keep building.
Yeah, I think Cordova, you know what, John? People think I'm the miracle, though. Like, I actually stay more on I stay in between Cordova and Germantown. Now, I'm on Walnut Grove, between Walnut Grove and Wolf River, so I'm on that borderline.
That's right.
But I take up for Cordova because I think 85% of the communities in Cordova, beautiful. It's like I said, it's million-dollar houses, community Cordova, but yeah. For whatever reason, because Germantown Parkway is like the best street to shop in. A lot of stuff go on. It's the hot spot. For whatever reason, Cordova has a bad rep, too, in a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's part of Memphis, I think, right?
Yes, it's part of Memphis. I'm just in an unincorporated part that confuses you.
Yeah, it does.
That's right in the middle of it.
So, like,
but
don't pay Memphis taxes, then?
Correct, just because I'm in an unincorporated part of it.
But you pay Cordova taxes?
I pay Shelby County taxes.
That's it?
Yes.
Man, that's
the same thing I had when I was in Raleigh in that unincorporated part.
See, that's
just being in a little weird spot.
See, that's the hustle right there.
It is the hustle. You're in the middle of the city,
that's
but
right.
Not paying city taxes.
Yeah, you live in the unincorporated part. way you only got to pay county, and you saving probably $2,500 a year. You know what I'm saying?
It's a sweet deal.
This big time.
Now, go ahead. Go ahead, Herd.
What I love about my area, John, where I'm at now, I'm actually living the Germantown. You might be mad at this. I'm living the Germantown lifestyle without having to pay the Germantown tax because
nice.
I'm right there.
That's right.
Between Walnut being like right by the Chick-fil-A, you know, at the beginning of going towards the Chick-fil-A that's at the beginning of Germantown right there.
They just repaved you out there. Yeah, they just repaved you, redid the bridge, and then gave all that, brother. They
so
got
I'm
you
on
shining.
That side with the Lowe's and all that, and it's like the older side, but it's the quieter side, and it's like, but everything you got to go do, all the quickest, fast foods of all in Germantown, right?
Yeah, look, I want to share Germantown. I don't want to gatekeep, you know what I'm saying? So it's not that important to me whether or not you pay the taxes in Germantown. You know, we want to share it for all, you know what I'm saying?
Is it party at your place, Herb, when y'all win this Peach Jam next month? Me and John coming over for the big party, you going to bring the trophy?
when we win Peach Jam, I don't know if it's next month or a year and next month or 2 years and next month, but it will be at some point. Yeah, we definitely gonna have a small get together at my house. We gotta go do a big one somewhere. We gotta do a big one for the city, because like I said at the beginning of the show, since we are a Memphis based team, the trophy will be in Memphis, and so we're gonna, you know, parade that around this city and absolutely give everybody a piece of it.
We can't wait, man. We cannot wait. Herd, you're the best. Have a great day in Cordova, Tennessee today.
Thank you, brother.
All right,
yes, sir.
Now, I hope that you never need anybody, but if you did need the police department or the fire department, who shows up?
We get Shelby County.
Okay, you get Shelby County.
Yep. But I told you, I mean, they're right around that area anyway with some of those,
got it,
you know, stop sign traps.
Yeah.
They had me in, you know, that
fascinating.
They were back out there yesterday hitting that same spot as me.
All right. I wish I
No, me and my guy Buckton, though, we're going to be talking about it. I don't know if you've seen, we're running for sheriff. He's deputy assistant. Is he assistant deputy sheriff? Something like that.
That sounds right.
I think we're running for the big job because I saw him out there endorsing.
Yeah.
And we're going to work on some things together.
I like it. You've got some
Cordova
campaign funds
all
for
Shelby County
that you're not spending in taxes out there. You know, you could throw that at them.
Well, you understand too. Then when you're not, you still have to pay for your own garbage service as a result.
Right. Yes,
not,
yes,
you know,
yes.
There are
okay
things where it starts to balance out that you yes have to pick up for because you don't get city service.
Okay. All right.
Some things.
Yep. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So
we're paying for that.
Yeah. But see, that's the hustle though. Southwind used to be unincorporated, I feel like, out there, like towards
so
that.
So you get hit by G-Town and Shelby County.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they. That's what they.
But
hate.
Germantown
Herd gets hit by the city. It
right
sounds like.
But city taxes are higher, right?
And Shelby
Memphis
County
city taxes are higher than Germantown taxes, for example.
Oh, sure. But my point is, you're getting double tapped.
Yep.
Herd's getting double tapped.
Yep.
Right by city and by county.
That's right.
I'm just paying the county.
It's amazing. Yeah, I got to file an unincorporated petition or something. Unincorporate my land. That's what we got
to
do.
That goes all the way back to Raleigh, baby.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. Great time to get over to Sonic for lunch. It's great. It's very much incorporated in Memphis. It's a staple of Memphis. Got Sonic locations all around the city. And they have a menu that you're going to love. They got that $1.99 menu. You got to download the app, though. Download that Sonic app and make sure you get all the deals. It's Sonic. It's America's Drive-In.
Triple cheese, triple Sonic smasher with cheese. It's 3 Angus beef seasoned patties smashed and seared crispy on the edges and juicy in the middle. I know I could go for one right about now. It's lunchtime for us as we get set here to hand you off to Jeffrey Wright and company. And yeah, when it's Sonic and it's lunch, that does old Jay smooth good. Don't forget the shakes and blast. The chocolate chunk brownie blast is rich, fudgy brownie pieces and chocolate chunks swirled with Sonic's creamy vanilla soft serve and topped with more fudgy brownie and chocolate chunk. Get it all at Sonic, where you live free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Eat some. Get your mind and right and body right at LA Fitness, because healthy body is going to be a healthy mind. And there's LA Fitness locations all around Memphis, and they got everything that you're looking for. They got the new lift rooms, group fitness classes. They've got the pool. You want to get in the pool. They have a sauna. That's what I get into when I'm done with the workout. I love it. I love getting that sauna and sweating it all out even more. You can get the free 3-day guest pass right now. All you have to do is go to lafitness.com, click on free pass to register and get your 7 Memphis area locations to choose from. So wherever you're at, home or work, there is one near you. Again, go to lafitness.com, get that free 3-day trial, join for zero down, only $24.99 a month for single club membership, $59 annual. Membership auto renews and requires first and last months due with joining. Additional terms and conditions do apply. We're back, Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. So we will not have, obviously, game 6 tonight. We'll have that on Thursday, and the question will just be, can the Pacers string one together using the power of friendship that Miles Turner talked about? Either they could use the power of a three from him going
in.
Yeah. That would help a lot.
It's kind of gotten exposed this series. When he looked great against Cleveland, I'll say there's been part of these playoffs where he's been very effective. He's effective for stretches against New York.
Yep.
But this one has hurt him in a different kind of way. Those are some young boys over there.
It is.
Holmgren and Hardenstein.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like this should be the moment. I mean, it's game 6. Like, it's for pride, you know? I don't know if there's, like, a series that I could compare it to, you know, where the star, because Halliburton is the star. He's not perfect, but he's the star. Like, if he's compromised or he doesn't play, like, seems rare that, I guess KD, or was it Clay or KD, one of the two got hurt in the middle of a series. But you assume this Pacers team is going to be proud. They're not going to go quietly. I assume it will be a absolute dogfight. They're not going to lay down. You know, that's what I feel very confident in without Halliburton. But can they, even if you play 43 minutes, play your ass off 43 minutes, 45 minutes, like they did in game 4, or it was game 4, right? They were leading by 4 with 3 minutes left. I think that was it. Still lose the game. That's the thing about the Thunder, bro. You got to do it for 48.
Yeah.
You know?
Should have been up 3-1.
Should have been up 3-1. Should have been up 3-1. The Nuggets should have been up 3. And that's the thing. Like, they had the best player in the world and couldn't do it.
That's right.
And now you're like, all right, Siakam, go out there and carry us. It's going to be tough, man. It's going to be very tough. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Norton Hurd IV for joining us. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.